Welcome to the Kindling's Muse podcast, an intelligent, imaginative, hospitable exploration of ideas that matter in contemporary life. And now, here's your host, Dick Staub.
Tonight our subject is Irreligious Seattle and the Spiritual Book Trade. To help us in the discussion tonight, we have Greg Wolf. I'd like to introduce our panel. Greg is the editor of Image, a journal of art, faith, and mystery. Can we have a hand for Greg Wolf, please? Heather Hawkins is with us. She's a Seattle actress, most recently appeared in As Bees and Honey Drown, starred in that show at Arts West. Seattle Weekly said she was nothing short of amazing. And that's what we expect tonight.
Thank you.
Nothing short of amazing. And Brian Burton is with us. Brian is a theologian. He got his PhD in Belfast, Ireland. He's taught at Marsh Hill Graduate School at Fuller Seminary, and he is also a pastor at John Knox Presbyterian Church. And thank you each for joining us. I was realizing that between the members of this panel, we have lived in Oxford, Belfast, South Africa, New York City, Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Philadelphia, Boston, and Ohio. Thanks for getting Ohio in there.
You're welcome.
Any place that I missed?
Wisconsin.
Wow. Yeah.
Connecticut.
A cheesehead. I wanted to start with that because I wanted to find out just from each of you kind of personally, is it your experience that Seattle is irreligious? I mean, when you move here from one of these other locations and you start looking at this question of Seattle's irreligiosity, what comes to your mind?
As a pastor, it was always known as that. The Northeast was considered a graveyard. But the only place that was more spiritually dead was considered the Great Northwest. That's been an interesting aspect for me coming here, being here now 8.5 years, is the one thing, despite that kind of characterization, I have a greater sense walking into my local coffee shop or any place else, and people still wanting to talk about, quote, religious things, perhaps in a different vein than what I've experienced elsewhere. But willingness to talk spirituality, talk faith, and often, again, in very civil ways that we don't experience elsewhere in our culture.
How about you guys?
Well, I've been here 6 years, and I feel very much the same way. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that, you know, human beings have a religious sense, and they take it different places. But I think there's kind of an irreducible quotient to the human populace in any given location. And I think there is a profound religious consciousness in this area. Depends on which way you go with it. This area is a place that may say that it's irreligious in the traditional sense, and yet it values the sacred in many manifestations, particularly in terms of nature, but also in terms of the arts. It's looking for mystery. It's looking for something that's deep and profound and not contrary to our human nature. So I feel that there is an openness and an awareness here that is deeply religious. It just doesn't always know itself in relation to either existing religious traditions or institutions. And that's really just an exaggeration of a larger cultural issue in America about the relationship between the individual in the past, the individual and the institution. But in a sense, here it points it up in a more intense way, which means that new questions can be asked. So some people see it as maybe a challenging place for traditional religious faith. I think it may be a place where the questions get more pointed and more open and break through some of the old impasses that you were talking about at the beginning of the show.
How about you, Heather?
You know, I'm a preacher's kid. My dad was a Methodist minister on the East Coast in Connecticut. And when I moved to Seattle, it was really important for me to immediately find a faith place, a church, a place to feel that was home. And what I found about Seattle and that I had a hard time with is that as much as Seattle felt like I could find those religious spots, it felt very split to me. It felt very sort of bifurcated, like sort of, I think, is what kind of has happened to Christianity in the 21st century. It felt very like, if you're like the hippie, liberal Christian, you can go to church here. If you're like the really conservative, evangelical Christian who likes conservative music, you can go to church here. If you're the conservative Christian that likes contemporary music, you can go to church here. And if you're the new age spiritual person that doesn't really want to commit to being a Christian but still wants to go to church, you can go to church here. And where I grew up in a town, in a church where everybody had all those different views and we all went to the same place and we all talked about it. So for me, coming to Seattle, it felt really, in some ways, isolating spiritually 15 years ago. I think now, as I've gotten more into my own faith and into the community, I'm finding glimmers of hope. I'm finding glimmers where it's coming together.
Glimmers of hope is a good thing to end on. We're going to be back with more of the Kindling's Muse right after this. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.